right?
Good. It happened just before sunset.
Man, a plane crash. Holy smokes.
The burning wreckage of two private planes crashing to the ground in McKinney, Texas.
Somebody in there?
I just don't know that there's any chance they could make it.
In one of the planes, Greg Barber, a retired veteran Air Force pilot, and his son Tim, hoping to follow in his father's footsteps as a freshman at the Air Force Academy, both loved in their hometown.
It's hard for my family to recover because he meant so much.
The pilot of the second plane still not identified. The NTSB says both planes were operating under visual flight rules without air traffic control when they slammed into each other. The crash brings to 18 the number of people killed in private plane mid-air collisions in 2016. 18. That's the highest number of fatalities since 1997, according to an NBC News review of NTSB data. Just 6 weeks ago, the NTSB issued a safety alert for mid-air collisions.
Pilots have an obligation to look for and avoid other aircraft, even when flying in controlled airspace.
Urging private pilots to radio each other and add collision avoidance technology to their cockpits. Ironically, the total number of general aviation crashes has actually fallen to the lowest level in decades. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association says improvements in training and technology have brought general aviation safety to a new high. But in Texas tonight,
he built a tremendous legacy.
Heartbreak and questions over yet another fatal mid-air collision. Tom Costello, NBC News, Washington.